تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ما خير بخير بعده النار وما شر بشر بعده الجنة وكل نعيم دون الجنة فهو محقور وكل بلاء دون النار عافية.
Imam Ali said, that good is no good after which there is the fire, and that hardship is no hardship after which there is paradise. Every bliss other than paradise is inferior, and every calamity other than the fire is comfort. Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, truly, as we have been discussing, the persona of Imam Ali is a universal persona, a persona that can teach us so many lessons, even to this present day. We find interesting saying from Imam Ali alayhi salam in Tadhkirat al-Huffaz, where it is said that Imam Ali said, if you wish to take your right, rise up powerfully to reach your goal. For a bird which has no strong wing can hardly fly. If you have no power to defend your right, then calm down and submit yourself to fate. so as to receive what is destined for you. These very powerful words, indeed, a lesson for every single one of us, even in the present day. And that is what is amazing about the lessons and the words and the wisdom of the Ahlul Bayt, that even after the passage of thousands of years, their words are still very much applicable to today's age. And so, dear friends, if you wish to take what is your right, then you must rise up powerfully, rise up with strength and courage, determination, motivation, in order to reach your goal. Of course, if you rise up weak, without this determination, without being motivated, without being determined, then of course you will fail in your achievement and your acquiring this goal. Because a bird who does not have strong wings can hardly fly, let alone soar in the skies. Now, on the other hand, of course, if you have no power to defend yourself, if there is no way for you to take your right, if there is no way for you to defend your right, then be calm. Do not be nervous. Do not fret. Do not be anxious. Do not become angry or frustrated. Rather, be calm. It is not in your hands at that certain point. Submit yourself and look towards Allah for help and succor. Allah surely will help you, and you will receive what is destined for you. The beautiful words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and a profound lesson for each and every one of us, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
What are the three basic issues where we classify a person as a Muslim? It's Tawheed, Nubuwwat, and Qiyamah. When it comes to Tawheed, I think nobody can compete with Shaitan on the issue of Tawheed. Nobody can be more Muwahid in that sense than him. Even after all these problems, you know, when Allah asked him, why did you disobey me? What does he say? He still says, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. You created me from the fire. And you created him from the earth. And so he's still confessing and recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator, as the Lord. He is not denying Tawheed. When it comes to Qiyamah, does he know about it? Yes. When he was thrown out of the assembly of the Malaika, what does he do? He says to Allah, you know, he says, وَأَنْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمٍ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, give me that long life, at least till the day when the children of Adam will be resurrected, brought back to life. So he knows Qiyamah. He believes in Qiyamah. He has no doubt about Qiyamah. So he knows Tawheed. Doesn't deny that Allah is the Creator and the Lord. Doesn't reject the concept of Qiyamah. And I'll tell you, even when it comes to understanding the concept of Nubuwwat, Shaitan knew that. Because when he was given this long life and Allah says, okay, go, you are, you know, accursed, banished from this assembly of the Malaika because you disobeyed me, you know, and then he said, well, what about, you know, the good things that I have been done in past. And Allah says, I accept your prayer on this issue. You will be given a long life. Go. Then he turns around to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, now that I have a long life. He was clever, very shrewd. He says, now that I have a long life from you, I assure you. Now he's telling Allah now, that I'm not going to leave Adam alone and his children alone. Because of him I have been disgraced. I am going to basically go after them. I'll approach them from all directions. Sit them in ambush on Salat al-Mustaqim to misguide them. You know, he basically was very arrogant when he said that. But then he realized his limitations. And he says, I'm going to misguide all of your servants, the children of Adam, but then he himself realizes I'm probably, you know, biting more than what I can swallow. So he says, إِلَّا عِبَادُكَ مِنُهُمُ الْمُخْلَصُونَ. Oh Allah, I'm going to, you know, misguide all of them, try everything, except those of your servants who are the sincere ones. He knows that there will be some people among the children of Adam, the Anbiya, the Mursaleen, and the A'imma, who have been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are ma'soom, and Shaitan will have no access to disguise, you know, misguide them. And this is where, you know, we see that Shaitan knows Tawheed, accepts Tawheed, knows the concept of Qiyamah, you know, prays according to that, and he knows his limitation that there will be people among the children of Adam who will be Anbiya and Mursaleen and the A'imma appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you see centuries of his ibadat. His ma'rifat about Tawheed and Nubuwwat and Qiyamah is there. But then what happens? He's thrown out of the assembly of the Malaika. He's banished. Allah says, you are rajim, you are accursed, you are mal'oon, go away. What did he do? Did he refuse to do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. What he did was he refused to show respect to the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything on one side, all the ibadat of this century is done with total sincerity to the only God that he believed in him, you know, but thus denying the showing of respect to someone whom Allah, you know, appointed as his Khalifa on the earth, Allah says, nothing is going to work. You are banished, you are mal'oon, you are rajim, go away. No salvation for you. And so this issue of respecting the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a representative of Allah appointed by him, is a very, very serious issue. Our namaz, our roza, our zakat, our hajj, everything that we do, you know, can only have sawab in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have the vilayat of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.